Yes, it's Monday morning. Everybody's back at work. The whippersnippers are out. They're keeping the parks tidy, keeping the weeds down. Hello, everyone. It's Ian here. In not-so-sunny Brisbane. No, it's not that it's wet. It's not. It's not raining. Probably 4/8 cloud today, which is okay. A little bit of shade. The sun's starting to get harsh. We're in mid-September, aren't we? It's starting to warm up. Haven't worn a jacket or a jumper for a bit over a week now. So spring is well and truly underway. Lovely time of year. And it's a particularly lovely day today for me. Just been to the gym again. 3 days in a row. Oh, so good. So good. I really love getting there when I get a chance. Unfortunately, I don't often get the chance, which is a bit of a theme in my conversations here on Audioboo for the last 6 months or so. I haven't actually been doing many Audioboos lately, and I thought maybe now's the opportune time to catch up, because I've just been busy and it's been the workload. I just don't have any space in my life for anything. It's so much head down, bum up, that I struggle to want to talk about what I've been thinking about. And I've been thinking about a lot of things, really cool things. I've had some very interesting experiences for the last 6 months, but by the time the day is wrapped up, I'm just don't have any juice left in me to express myself. Yeah, if I'm sitting down over a beer with somebody at the end of the day, sure, I'll do it then, but it's not quite the same to get on the recorders and chat to you good folk at Audioboo. But today's a little bit different because I've managed to skive a day off. I tried to get a day off a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, but I spoke to my supervisor and he said, "Oh, listen, could you just get this job out? And then you can have some time off." And I went, "Yeah, okay, Jason, no worries, mate, I'll do that." We've had a big job on for the last couple of months, I suppose. Gehry is an architect, Frank Gehry. He's an American architect. He's in his 80s or so. And he designed some pretty funky buildings, a Disney building in New York. And I think he did one of the Guggenheim museums somewhere, I think in LA. Anyway, he designed a business school building at the University of Technology in Sydney, UTS. And they're constructing it at the moment. It's nearly finished, actually. You can go online and look up Frank Gehry UTS building, and you can see it. It's supposed to represent a crumpled brown paper bag. Some people really like Gehry's work. I don't think much of it. I think it's try-hard architecture. I don't think it's particularly attractive. It's technically very interesting, and it's certainly engineering-wise difficult to build. But why go to so much trouble to make something difficult to build just because it looks bizarrely interesting and not necessarily efficient? Anyway, it's just all weird angles. I have on my iPad a ABC, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, app called The Brief, and The Brief does weekly updates of all the news items, politics, social, entertainment. That's actually an excellent app. It's a great way for me to catch up on what's been happening in the previous week. They did a little mini documentary about the UTS building and the construction of it. They had some interviews with some of the bricklayers. But these are curved walls with overhangs of up to 23 degrees. Very, very technical bricklaying situations to be in. And the bricklayers were saying that's the pinnacle of their work, and they're laying 60 to 70 bricks a day instead of 300 to 400 bricks a day. So it's very technically difficult. So, yes, it's a fascinating building from an engineering point of view. From an architectural point of view, I think it's a great steaming turd. But a lot of people like him. He's a celebrity architect, and if you get one of these celebrity architects to build a building for you, you get a little bit of notoriety, and that's what the university's done. I think it's a bit lame myself. Anyway, why am I telling you all about Frank Gehry and his architecture? Well,
at work we've had to build a whole series of lights for it. These are basically wavy, curved, formed 10mm perspex acrylic panels that create a lampshade. The smallest of them are 1.5 meters square. The biggest of them is 2 meters by 7 meters. And we've been building these. And just this last few weeks, I've been working on the biggest of them all. And it's a lot of work. I basically did most of it by myself, and it took probably 3 weeks to do. It was a lot of work. And it went out last week, beginning of last week, and I believe it's now been installed. So that job is finished. So on Friday I said, I'm having Monday off. And I hope that wind isn't coming through the microphone. I've got my hand cupped around it. So I've been having, I'm having the day off today. And I woke up to my alarm this morning at 6:30, and it was so nice to sleep in. So nice to get those extra 2 hours sleep this morning. Still went to bed at the same time, but to not wake up already feeling tired is just great. And instead of jumping on the bike and riding to work, I've gone to the gym. And now I'll go home, and what is the time? It's after 9 o'clock. How about that? I don't care. I'm having the day off. In an ideal world, I'd do a lot of my own work, do some digital stuff, and I probably will. Might do some more audio booths. I have a bit of an issue with one of my sites. I've got to sort that out. I can't post a blog post I wrote over the weekend. I might write a few more blog posts, do a bit of audio editing. I've got a Your Story podcast episode that has been lurking in my Hindenburg editor for months. I could finish that. But I'm not going to press myself, because this is a bit of a mental health day off today. And I'm thinking of having next Monday off as well, and that might be more the work day. So I'll fiddle today for sure, but it may not be an overly productive day. I'm going to take a bit of time to rest and recover a bit. The weekends tend to... It's funny, you know, dear listener, I think it's part of the aging process. Once upon a time, for me, one day off a week was plenty. You know, I didn't even need that. I could work multiple weeks in a row. But now I'm finding, especially with these 4:30 rises and, you know, 100, 150 kilometres a week on the bike and everything at this age, I find that even 2 days over the weekend, it's just not quite enough to get me to recover, to get back into the next week. So having these days, extra days off from time to time, it just makes life so much better. So it's great to have it off, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity to have it off. I was offered again last week. I was actually formally offered permanent work, which I've declined. This permanent work comes with a cut in pay, and also because I get holiday pay and sick pay and yada yada yada, all those things. I haven't negotiated it because I'm not interested in it, and it's primarily because I don't want to be tied down emotionally and psychologically to the concept of permanent work. I've basically never had permanent work since my apprenticeship, and I don't like permanent work. There is no permanence in work. Somebody offers you a job, they say you'll be around until retirement. It's bullshit, because they don't know what's going to happen in their business long term. Some of the biggest companies in the world have folded, haven't they? Kodak, for argument's sake. So there is no permanency. And to buy into permanency leaves you in an emotional state whereby you're pretty fragile. Whereas I'm sort of in a situation where I'm casual, but in a permanent sense, so that I've got the work as much as it's around, but I don't want to psychologically buy into permanence, so that I continue to explore other opportunities that might be possible in my life. At my time in life, I admit that there are less opportunities than there were when I was in my, say, 20s. I accept that. So be it. But I still want to play that game. I'm not ready to settle down and just do the 40 hours a week until retirement. Maybe in 5 years' time I will be, but certainly not at the moment. So today's my mental health day off, and it's starting off very well, thoroughly enjoying it. And as the day progresses, maybe I'll get a little bit more creativity happening. We shall see how it unfolds. But for now, it's time to finish this walk home, have some breakfast, and a coffee. Yay, team. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye for now.